here at NRG Stadium for Texans 360. Draft starts Thursday, and I am fired up. You know who else is fired up? Fans of your Texans in the Rio Grande Valley. And Alfred Blue and Whitney Merciless took a special trip down there recently.
It was a fun time, definitely, you know, interacting with the fans. It's always a great time being with the fans, signing autographs, being able to, you know, put smiles on their faces and stuff. Man, it was awesome. You know, it really makes a statement as to, you know, what type of charity it is and all that, and how much support it's garnered over the years since it's been started. You know, just to see, you know, greats and legends to be there also, you know, just to support what the charity stands behind, you know, just helping out kids who are abused and all that.
It was a great event. I enjoyed it. It was my first time experiencing something like that, and the way they put it together and how the kids ran everything, it was impressive, and I enjoyed myself.
You're welcome.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Got to meet a lot of good people, Hall of Famers, boxers, basketball players, wrestlers. I mean, people I never knew until that day, so I enjoyed it. It was a great experience for me.
You know, had some great stories and great stories about, you know, that they've been through. You know, a little bit of life experiences and stuff like that, and learn what it takes to be great too. So
today we have the cheerleaders in our studio at KGBT in Harlingen, and we just signed a 5-year partnership with the Texans. So that means that we will actually be airing the games for all the Texans fans out there. They'll actually be able to watch them on our channel on Action 4. So we were very excited to have them here. They were also talking about their Stampede tour. They'll be in Weslaco. They were at a charity, which is what the Texans, Houston Texans, is all about. They're always, you know, giving back to the community and making their presence known. I think the girls did great. I think that's the great thing about being part of the Texans Cheerleaders organization, is that Coach Alto really makes sure that the girls are prepared whenever they do these media tours.
Came out to the Valley, and you know, the academy that's here in the area had fans line up, you know, who were here probably about in the 8 this morning, you know, lined up just ready to meet us, meet the cheerleaders and all that, and just, you know, interact with us in a little bit, have pictures and stuff like that.
Came out today just to support the kids and encourage them to follow their dreams, whether it's playing football or basketball or being a doctor or a lawyer one day. Just encouraging them to go out and do what they have to do each and every day. I think it means a lot to them. They crowded us and asking us all type of questions about what it's like playing in the NFL. First thing we tell them, they said they wanted to play football or be a doctor. I just told him, you got to do school first. You got to finish school first. That's the first thing on your agenda. So you got to put that first to get where you want to be in life. Just to know that way down here in South Padre Island in Brownsville, they still represent the Texans, man. It's crazy, the fan base that we have.
Looks like those guys had a good time on that trip. Another good time was last weekend, Kids Triathlon, presented by Texas Children's Hospital. That was fun for some of these young athletes.
The 2015 Houston Texans Kids Triathlon, presented by Texas Children's Hospital, was a smashing success last weekend at the University of Houston. It's the largest USA Triathlon-sanctioned event in the world, and more than 3,000 participants ages 6 to 15 took part. The Saturday night before the triathlon, there was a pep rally featuring Ben Jones of the Houston Texans, and Toro, the mascot, helped lead the way on Sunday morning. The Houston Texans are proud to support this Play 60 initiative, helping to build a generation of healthy, active, and responsible children.
They have over 3,000 kids here that are signed up and getting ready to be physically active, and that's just a great thing. It's just a great way to start a healthy lifestyle, and I'm all behind it. Growing up, I really played outside a lot, and I think that really helped me where I am in sports and just being healthy. And doing that, it made me want to be a health and PE major in college, because I want to be able to help kids to stay healthy and be able to play sports.
Childhood obesity is up at, you know, the highest it's ever been. And you need events like this to let people know and get other support systems, other people like the Texans and Texas Children out in the city of Houston behind and supporting them to understand that their health is important to us, because that's our future of our city.
It's a great opportunity to have Texas Children's and the Texans work together and speak with Ben and work out together, because we both really are promoting healthy lives for the children of Houston, and we're in it together, and I think it was a great opportunity to team up.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Texans 360. Remember, draft Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Texans Radio on Sports Radio 610. We will bring you every pick of the draft and talk plenty about it next week. We want to thank everyone who worked on the program. Have a great night, and go Texans!